Welcome back to Eco Talk, and this hour is devoted to environmental health, how a lot of toxins out there in the environment impact you. And in our first half, we talked about methyl bromide and methyl mercury in the last segment. This time, we're going to turn to some positive news, but also it's about something that's pretty nasty out there in our environment, and it does have some bad impact on human health, but some good news in the sense that some large companies are beginning to phase out PVC. For more on that story, we're going to go to Mike Shade. He is with the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice and is the PVC campaign coordinator. So I guess first, congratulations are in order.
Thank you very much. We're really excited.
Was your group instrumental in trying to convince the likes of Microsoft, HP, Kaiser, Walmart, just a few small companies in America, to really look at what PVC is doing in terms of using it in their packaging and products?
Yes, we have worked with a number of these companies to put together agreements and plans to phase out PVC, the poison plastic, from their products or packaging. And we can't take full credit. We worked with a coalition of 60 different organizations from around the country who have worked with these and other companies to develop policies to phase out this extremely toxic plastic, the worst plastic from an environmental health perspective.
What's the legal status of PVC use in this country and abroad?
Well, the sad fact is that PVC is completely legal to use. There's really a lack of regulations in this country to protect the public from toxic chemicals in ordinary consumer products. PVC can be used in children's products. PVC can be used in baby products. It's found in flooring. It's found in a wide range of construction applications. And it's even found in packaging. PVC, polyvinyl chloride or vinyl, it's the most dangerous plastic to human health and the environment throughout its entire life cycle of production, use, and disposal. Extremely toxic chemicals are used to make PVC, such as chlorinated materials, mercury, dioxins, and phthalates. These are all chemicals that are used and released in the life cycle of this toxic plastic. And unfortunately, these toxic chemicals may pose irreversible, lifelong health threats to people that use these products and also to the general public. When produced or burned, this plastic releases dioxins, some of the most potent synthetic chemicals that have ever been tested, which can cause cancer and harm the immune and reproductive systems. These are the same chemicals that were found in Vietnam and Agent Orange decades ago.
Mm. And so PVC, is it still being used in IV bags in hospitals and in baby products, or is that been quickly phased out?
Well, increasingly, we're seeing a lot of companies moving away from PVC in all sorts of sectors. In hospitals, we're seeing, thanks to the great work of Healthcare Without Harm and other organizations, we're seeing major companies like Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente is the largest nonprofit healthcare system in the United States. They've announced that they're phasing out PVC wherever possible in literally millions and millions of square feet in new construction that they're building over the next decade. Kaiser has also worked with their vendors to develop PVC-free products, such as wall protection products. So a lot of healthcare institutions like Kaiser Permanente are moving away from PVC. Just a couple of weeks ago, actually, Catholic Healthcare West, which is a major healthcare system in California, there's over 40 hospitals that are part of this network. They announced in late November a major $70 million contract to a company to supply this chain with completely PVC-free IV bags and systems. And the concern there is that when you have IV bags, toxic chemicals known as phthalates, which are reproductive toxicants which can harm the immune and reproductive system, these chemicals can actually leach out of these IV bags and enter children's bodies. In fact, there was a major study that was done earlier this year by Harvard University scientists who found that these chemicals can leach out at a rate of over 25 times higher than the general population. These chemicals will be found in babies 25 times higher than the general population and up to 50 times higher for the most exposed for babies that are treated with these toxic PVC IV bags. So we're seeing a major new trend. Major corporations are phasing out PVC, this poison plastic, and switching to safer and cost-effective alternatives. This past week, we've been announcing companies like Microsoft, Crabtree and Evelyn, Johnson & Johnson, Walmart, HP, Shaw, and a number of other companies that are recognizing the toxic nature of this PVC plastic and switching to safer materials.
You mentioned phthalates a few minutes ago. Just a funny anecdote. Someone said the pH is silent, and someone thought it was either Falates, which they thought sounded pretty yummy, or Pilates. So, if you see that word.
You almost need a scientific degree to pronounce some of these
it's not good for your
chemicals.
This one not good for your health at all. So how did Microsoft and Walmart, just to mention a few of the big ones, and HP, you know, come around to this? And do you expect other companies also that large will follow?
Well, we last year, our organization and a coalition of organizations sent letters to Microsoft and Johnson & Johnson and other companies, letting them know that this is an issue that we are very concerned about, and this is an issue that their customers are increasingly concerned about. And both Microsoft and Johnson & Johnson responded positively, saying that they recognize that this is a growing issue. They recognize that PVC is a dangerous material, and it poses all sorts of environmental threats. And they are going to develop a plan to phase out this toxic material.
Over how many years?
So Microsoft told us that they would do it within just 1 year. So they announced this policy the end of last year. And since then, by the end of this year, by the end of 2005, they will be completely PVC-free, which we are really happy about. And we applaud Microsoft for the positive steps that they're taking.
And since so many of us are...
This is having a major impact over... We estimate over the next 2 years, this will divert about 1.6 million pounds of PVC from the production and disposal waste stream.
And Microsoft has which products that use PVC?
Well, many of their software applications were being packaged in this toxic plastic.
It's the packaging?
From Microsoft Word to Excel and to other software packages, we found that were being packaged in PVC blister packs. Those are those really hard packages that are like impossible to open, that you need scissors.
Scissors don't even do it.
They're not only difficult to open, but they're also toxic.
You can't open them with scissors.
One of the concerns that Microsoft had was the fact that they're not recyclable. So for all the listeners that are out there that are avid recyclers, PVC, one of the things that we're most concerned is that it can actually contaminate other recyclable materials. In fact, just one PVC bottle can contaminate over 100,000 recyclable bottles.
And PVC, of course, you can't recycle it, so you throw it away. It'll be in the landfill for how long, doing what harm?
That's right. So when, you know, you can't recycle it, it goes into a landfill and it leaches out these toxic phthalates that are in the vinyl, which can pollute groundwater and drinking water supplies. Also, we're increasingly seeing lots of fires at landfills around the country. So when there are fires at landfills, when you burn the PVC, it releases these cancer-causing dioxins, which are extremely toxic. Or if it's not thrown into a landfill, it's thrown into a garbage incinerator or burned in someone's backyard in a burn barrel, where, it releases these really toxic materials. So there's really no safe way that you can dispose of it. When you can't recycle it, you can't burn it, you can't put it in a landfill. There's really nothing that you can do with it. And that's why many companies are increasingly seeing that this is a toxic material that they need to get out of.
And
it's not just companies. I mean, there's been a lot of attention to this in recent years. There was a major film, Blue Vinyl, that was
just thinking about that
on
fabulous
HBO
film.
That talked about this. So there's really a growing movement away from this toxic material and towards safer alternatives.
And I was at Office Depot recently buying some piece of electronic gadgetry, which was it was a little iRiver. It's like a little mini disc recorder, not more than 3 inches, if that. And it was in this giant, 12-inch by 10-inch PVC plastic, blister pack, that you can't. I said, why do you have to put something so small in here? Oh, it's an anti-theft device. Well, you know what? I'd rather, I'm sure they don't agree, but, let a few pieces of junk, get swiped.
Don't poison
future generations because of this. And as you say, there are alternatives.
Yeah. Well, we understand that, they want to prevent theft, and, that's understandable. However, the good news is that there are safer, cost-effective alternatives out there that perform just as well to prevent theft.
Hey, there how about cardboard with a little bit of, thin film plastic wrap over
exactly,
it?
Exactly. But unfortunately, we're seeing that many companies continue to use this material. I mean, we've seen a lot of positive movement away from this toxic plastic over the past couple of years. But just a couple of months ago, I went to a couple of stores. I went to Best Buy and Target and Kmart and Walmart. And over the span of, maybe 4 or 5 hours shopping at these various stores, I identified over 100 different consumer products that were packaged in PVC.
Okay,
and
so
I definitely did not do an exhaustive search. So there's a lot that's still out there.
And so I was going to say, what are you targeting next? How are you hoping to cause a tipping point with these big companies setting an example?
Well, we talked a little bit about Walmart. Walmart announced back in October that they're going to phase out PVC in their private label packaging over the next 2 years. And we welcome Walmart's PVC phase out. However, it's important to stress that it's really only a small step that they're taking, and they have a lot of other environmental and labor concerns that they need to address.
They have a lot of concerns.
For example, how can they not package their products in PVC but continue to sell children's toys made out of this toxic material, which may leach phthalates and may pose significant threats to children's health?
So they're only phasing out the PVC in packaging, not in the products?
That's right. So
well, that's not going to work.
Like I said, this is a positive step that they were taking, but there's a lot more that Walmart can do. And other companies like Target and Kmart, they have really done nothing so far to address this issue. There's a lot that needs to be done. The good news is that consumers, listeners of yours, can take action in the absence of corporate movement.
And in the last 30 seconds, tell them how.
Consumers can identify products packaged in PVC by looking for the number 3 or the letter V inside the recycling symbol, or they can look for the vinyl smell that you smell when you open a new shower curtain. That gives you a sign that you're being exposed to toxic materials off-gassing from PVC. So consumers shouldn't buy materials that are packaged in materials with the number 3 in the recycling.
Is there a website quickly, Mike?
Website is www.besafenet.com.
Besafenet.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike Shade, the PVC campaign coordinator with the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice. Stay with us when we come back. We'll look at what's happening with Teflon.